you cut it down and we're working with the flour, it was chodesh, it was also tidit, so it's exactly maybe you can't teach from it. Rabbi Yehuda, says no. The rotten chacham hayoisin, when they used to cut down this wheat and make it into flour before Pesach, even though before Pesach, before the second day of Pesach, the flour is chodesh, it's also tidit, still they used to work with it. So v'loy kogozer Rabbi Yehuda. And if you did not make a gzeira, duma aslam echem minay, maybe they'll come teach from it. So you see, according to Yehuda, even though you're working with Islam, we do not make a gzeira, maybe you come teach from it. Yehon daf Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph. Again, the last shaila was, there was a kash on Rabbi Yehuda. The Renal Mishnah of Yehuda says that you can't make a bdikas chometz after sheish shoyis on erev Pesach. Since that's the time that it's also tita chometz, we don't let you make a bdika then, because we're afraid if you're going to make it a bdika, maybe you become tita chometz. So the kasha we have is theory of Yehuda says, padlocha was by chodesh, that means the tfuah that grew after Pesach, until the next Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. It's called chodesh. It's only mutat it after they brought the korban oimer, which was on the second day Pesach. So it says last Gemara was that they said when they brought the oimer on the second day, they used to right away fill up the Shuk Yerushalayim with kemach. In other words, they used to, before Pesach, the people that sell the flour used to cut down the flour, cut down the wheat, and used to grind it up and make it into flour. Even though at that time before Pesach, it's still chodesh. They used to make it into flour, and first after, right after the Omer, when they brought the Omer on the second day Pesach, now it's mutatidit, they used to bring it out to the stores, people used to buy it right away. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Barotzen Chachamim Hayu Oisin. The Remeya before says that Shlei Barotzen Chachamim Hayu Hein Oisin. Divi Rabbi Meir. Remeya says that they did, that they made the flour from Chodesh Dikah wheat before they brought Omer, that's not right to do. That Shalei B'Rotzei Chacham, the Chacham were not masking to that. Because since at the time you're working with it, it's also tidit, with the Gzera, maybe you come tidit. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer though, B'Rotzei Chacham Hayoisin. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. They were allowed to do what they were doing. Even though they were taking Chodesh Dikah Tfua, that means a wheat that was grown before Pesach, and it's also tidit then, until after they brought the Omer, still they took it and ground it and made flour into it. V'Loi Kogozer Rabbi Yehuda, Dilma Rasalam Echum Minei. This is the Sira. Here we see Rabbi Yehuda does not make a gzera. Maybe you'll come teach from this chodesh, this new wheat, even though it's also tidit. Still we say you're allowed to grind it up and make it into flour, and first sell it after they brought the yom or the second day on Pesach. So it's a Sira in Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara Amar Rav, Shani chodesh, mitoch shlohi tarta loy elai de kituf. I tell you that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that they were allowed to cut down the new wheat before they brought the Omer, before the second day Pesach, there was Erev Pesach, and before Pesach, they used to cut down the wheat, they have to do it with the Shinui. They have to do something different. You're not allowed to use a knife the way you usually cut down the wheat. You have to pull it out with your hand. That's called Ayudei Kittur. You have to just uproot the wheat with your hand. It's a Melehu Zohar. Therefore, who remember while he's pulling out the wheat, that this wheat is different. You're not allowed to eat this wheat. So therefore, we're not afraid they'll come to eat it. Mashaykin, when you're checking the house for chametz, we're afraid you'll find a piece of chametz there, a normal piece of chametz, and you come to eat it. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that after an Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, you're not allowed to make a bedika. But here, by Chodesh, we're not afraid you come to eat it, because you had to make a shinui. Like Rashi says, second Rashi, second line, Rabbi Yehuda, why, memeterech for yatar teloi, kitzira kedera kol ashona, ela biyadayim koitfim, hamalilos minakarka. You can't cut it normally, but you have to pull them out with your hands. Why? To also liksol lefnei yomer. Because it's also midiraisa to cut down the wheat in a normal manner before they brought the korban oimer, before the second day of Pesach. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, oimer reishis ketirchem. That the wheat that you cut for the oimer, that has to be the first ksira, the first cutting elokoin. Shu tchila leksirum. So therefore, you're not allowed to cut it down normally with a knife. It's also midiraisa. Therefore, how do you have to do it? By pulling it out with your hands, is zochru es iser chodesh, who remember that I'm working now with something that's osetit, ayidei shino hamaisa, since he has to do something abnormal. Therefore, we're not afraid to come to it. That's the teretz why chodesh, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make gzera, only in our Mishnah by bedikas chometz, you're not allowed to do a bedika after the zman isurim. For the Gemara, omalei abaya,
Tenach b'shas k'tifa. That's good. The answering b'shas, he pulls out the wheat out of the ground. He makes a difference. He makes a shinui. So we're not afraid to come to eat it. Abatchinav yakod demayik lemeima. What are you going to say later? B'shas he grinds the wheat, or b'shas he sifts the wheat. There you don't have to make. We don't know of any shinuyim. So he's grinding it and sifting it normally. Why aren't we afraid to come to eat from the flour? B'shas he's sifting it, and it's chodesh. It's also to eat this flour. Have the Gemara hold like kash. That's not shver. You have to do it abnormally. Even when you grind the wheat, you can't use a regular grinder, but you have to use a brechaya, a grinder diyad, that works with your hand. You can't use a grinder that usually used to have water making it grind, or else animals, you have to use a special one with your hand. So since you do a shinul, you remember, why are you doing this difference? Because this is also teat, and you won't come to eat it. And hakoda, when you sift the flour, the same thing, agabe napa. You can't use the sieve the regular way. You have to turn it upside down and use the bottom part of the sieve. Therefore, since you're doing it different, you remember that it's also. So, Drashi Mishanina and Pchina, they didn't let you grind up this wheat before the Omer with a regular grinder that was run with water. You have to use a hand one. So, you see you're doing something different. That will make you remember that you're working with something that's also to eat, and you won't come to eat it. And who adin when you're sifting? It has to be al-gabe napa, litzah tachten shanapa, on the bottom side of the sieve is hoifech hanapa al-paneh. Turn it upside down, and you have to sift it with a different. So since you're doing a different manner now, you remember that. Why? Because it's us, and you won't come to eat it. Mashenken and al-mishnah, the Yehudi says that after it becomes erev Pesach, after chatzos, that it's also to eat the chametz, you're not allowed to make a bedika. Because if you make a bedika and find chametz, we're afraid to come to eat it. For the Gemara, Eloha de Tanan. We learned another Mishnah in Menachis, Eloha de Tanan. Koitzrin beis ha-shalchin. You're allowed to cut down the wheat of a beis ha-shalchin. Beis ha-shalchin means that a field that doesn't have enough rainwater, you have to irrigate it. You have to water it yourself. That's called beis ha-shalchin. V'sheba mokim. Or else wheat that grows in the valley, in between two mountains, that you're allowed to cut down the wheat here. Avoloi goichin. You're not allowed to make it into a godish. You can't make it into a silo and store it up. You can't put like into your godish, into your warehouse. But you're allowed to cut down the wheat before Pesach. So Drashi Elhodet Tanan Bimnochis. Koitzrin Beis HaShakon Der Choyl. Koidem Loimer. You're allowed to cut it down with a knife regularly. You could cut down this wheat before the Pesach. With Shalbeis HaMokim. Tfuah Hagadila Bein HaMokim. Tfuah that grows in the valley. For time of Parashosim, why you're allowed to cut down these wheat? We just got finished saying that you're not allowed, it's also midiraisa to cut down the wheat before you brought the Korban Omer. It's before the second day Pesach that the tfuah, the wheat, is chadash, or ladafka wheat. Any one of the five grains is also midiraisa to eat it. The flour, the wheat, the five grains that grow in Eretz Yisrael for sure, there's an issa chadash. It means any grain that's grown after Pesach, and it's before the next Pesach, you're not allowed to eat it. So, and not only can't you eat it, you're not even allowed to cut it down. So that's before we said if you want to cut it, you have to pull it out with your hand. Here we're saying, no, you're allowed to cut it down. The tefuah that grows in the Beis HaShalchan or in the valley, you're allowed to cut down this wheat normally. Why? So Rashi said, the Gemara Menachos explains, for the time of Farash Osam, there's a steer in the Tupsukim. Kosev Echroim, one pasuk says like this, Uketzartem es ktsira v'havesem. First cut down your wheat, and then bring the Omer. Alma mutaliktzer koidem loimer. It's mashm, you are allowed to cut down your wheat, even before they brought the Korban Omer. It's Erev Pesach, and before Pesach, you're allowed to cut it down. The Kosev Echroimer, another posik says, Omer reishes ketzirchem. No, the Omer, the wheat that you're cutting down to bring the Korban Omer with, has to be the first cutting. The mashmashu koidem l'chol ktsir. You're not allowed to cut down anything before you cut down the Omer. So here it's mashma, you can't cut any wheat before the Omer. The Teretz is, okay, tzad, mimokom sha'ata mevi Omer, iyata koitzer koidem loy. From a place that you are allowed to bring the wheat for the Korban Omer, from that place, you're not allowed to cut down before you cut it for the Omer. O mimokom sha'ata mevi Omer, but from a place, we'll soon see which place, that you're not allowed to use that wheat for the Korban Omer, is that the koitzer? Then you are allowed to cut down the wheat even before the Omer. But it's not a parakola kabonis. Ein mevi en tzelus lemincha lemi beis hazvolim, lemi beis hashalchin, lemi beis hamokim. You're not allowed to bring wheat for any mincha in the mizbeach that the wheat was grown in a valley or grown in the Beis HaShalchem. That means it doesn't have enough rainwater by itself. You have to irrigate it. Because that wheat is not the best wheat. So when you want to bring wheat for the mincha to bring to the Mizbeach, you have to bring it from the best type of wheat, which is wheat that grows in regular rainwater. So therefore, from these two places, from the valley and from the Beis HaShalchem, you can't bring the Omer anyway. Therefore, there's no issue. You're allowed to cut down the wheat in a normal manner. So the question is, here it says here, Menachis, that when you're cutting down the wheat from the Beis HaShalchem, from this field, that you're not allowed to bring the Omer, or else in the valley, that you're not allowed to bring the Omer from this wheat. Therefore, you're allowed to cut it down normally. But Yochim, then the Gemara there, that's the Zion, puts it according to Rebbe Yehuda. It even goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. Is my Yikla Meimer. What can you say here? Hey, it's here when you cut down the wheat before Pesach, it's also to eat that wheat. If the wheat was grown in Eretz Yisrael, it's zich also in Medirayisim. What I'm saying in Eretz Yisrael, because the Chutz Loretz is a Shaila. There are some people that are Mekel in Chutz Loretz, the Chodesh is Mut in Chutz Loretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, for sure, it's also. So talking about an Eretz Yisrael, so this wheat that's grown that before Pesach, it's Chodesh, you're not allowed to eat it. Still we say you're allowed to cut it down in a normal manner and save it until it becomes after the Yomer. And it goes even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Is Michael Emma, what can you say? Why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda Geyser? How could we let you cut down the wheat in a normal manner before the Yomer? You're cutting down Chodesh. Why aren't we afraid? Maybe you come to eat it. Just like in our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to make a B'dika after the Zman Isser, because we're afraid you come to eat the Chametz. So you see, you're not allowed to work with something that's also to eat. Here also, Rabbi Yehuda should hold, it's also to cut down the wheat, midrabbanan akoponim, before Pesach. Because if you come to cut it down, we're afraid maybe you come to eat it. And for the Gemara, Elo Amar Abaye, Abaye says another teretz, that bechlal, it's not shver, this yisrael of Chodesh. How come you're allowed to work with Chodesh, mashenken, you're not allowed to make a bdika to find the chametz? Because Chodesh, bodol minei. Chodesh, the whole year, a person knows that before it comes, the second day Pesach, before they bring the Korban Omer, you're not allowed to eat Chodesh. So every farmer, every year in Eretz Yisrael knows that any wheat that's grown throughout the summer, throughout the winter, you're not allowed to eat that wheat until you bring the Omer. So the whole winter, people are bothered, people stay away from Chodesh. They know it's awesome. So therefore, if you come to cut it down now, before the Omer, we're not afraid you come to eat it, because everybody stays away from Chodesh. Mashenken Chometz, Chometz, loy bodi minei. People don't stay away from chometz the whole year. Says the whole year you eat chometz. So now we're talking about erev Pesach after chatzos. You forgot you didn't make a bedikah yet. So the question is, are we going to let you now go and be bedik your house? Rebbe Yehuda says no. We're afraid that since the whole year you're used to eating chometz, we're afraid if you're going to go check your house now and look for the chometz, maybe you'll find a piece of chometz and you come eat it right now. So here Rebbe Yehuda makes the gzeira. Don't make a bedika after the Zman Isuri. What do you have to do then? So then he's misamech on the raisa to make a bittul, belay bimavatal all the chometz, and hope that throughout Pesach you won't find any chometz. And if you do find chometz throughout Pesach, about you have to take it out then and burn it then. But after the Zman Isuri, Rebbe Yehuda holds the gzeira, did not let him make a bedika. That's because chometz you're used to eating. Mashenken Chodesh, you're used to not eating it. Everybody knows that Chodesh is Asur. And they're waiting until it finally comes, the second day Pesach, when they bring the Korban Omer. That's when it's Mutter to eat Chodesh. So therefore, they don't make any gzeres. You can't cut down the wheat beforehand, because everybody knows you're not allowed to eat it. Omar Rabbah. So Rabbah gives a terrace like this. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbah says like this. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Kasha. Yoni had a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, on Rabbi Yehuda. Who yes, a stira. How come by Chometz Rebbe Yehuda is Goyzer, and by Chodesh he's not Goyzer? The Rabbonin are the Rabbonin like Asher. How come you didn't ask the same steer in the Rabbonins? The Rabbonin in our Mishnah says that you are allowed to make a B'dika. If a person forgot to check his house out for the Chometz before Pesach, the locker is according to Rabbonin, and that's the locha, you're allowed to check your house even after Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos of the Yom, even after it's also Tita Chometz. Still you're allowed to check out your house. And if you didn't check the house out before Pesach, you check it out throughout Pesach. And we're not afraid you come to eat it. That's the Rabbanan Shita. And here, Rabbi Meir argues on Rabbi Yehuda and says, you're not allowed to cut down the Tfuah, the Chodesh, before this man, before it's Mutter. Because we're afraid if you're going to cut down the Chodesh, maybe you come to eat it. So what's the story with the Rabbanans? Why by B'dikas Chomis the Rabbanan are Mekel, and how come by Chodesh the Rabbanan are Rosa? And for the Gemara like this, to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Lekashu, Kedushaninen. The Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, it's not shver, it's not Rakasha, like we just gave an answer. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Chodesh, everybody stays away from it the whole year. Mashenken Chometz, you're used to eating it, therefore he makes it zera, don't check it out, maybe you come to eat it.
What about the Rabbanan of the Rabbanan? Why is there no steer in the Rabbanan sheet? It's like this. Nami Lakasha. Hu atzmoy machzir olav l'sorfoy meichal ko'ochiminei. Like, what's going on here? We're talking about a person forgot to make a bedik. He didn't check out his house before Pesach. So we tell him now on Pesach, go check out your house. Now, Rabbanan say, are you afraid if he finds chametz, he's going to come and eat it now? Like, what is he doing here? The only thing he's doing is checking out his house because they have to burn it to get rid of the chametz. So a person that's being isolated now, working now, in getting rid of, destroying the chametz, we're not afraid he's going to come to eat it. So therefore, now Mishnah, the Rabbanan say, you are allowed to make the bedikah check for the chametz, even in the middle of Pesach. Because if you find the b'shas bedikah, you're not going to go and eat it. Because what's the purpose of checking? What are you doing here? You're checking today to burn to get rid of it. So since you're checking to get rid of it, we're not afraid you come to eat it. Mashenka in Baichodesh there, what are you cutting? You're talking about now, you're 2 days before Pesach. So you're going down to the fields to cut down the wheat. Now, I'm not to eat this wheat. So even though you know it's also now to eat, you're supposed to wait till the second day of Pesach, but maybe you make a mistake. Since you're going now to cut down the wheat, I'm asked to use it, maybe you'll eat from it right now. Therefore, by Chodesh, you're about to make a gzeirah. Mashenke by Bedikas Chometz, since the old purpose is, Humachzer Olav L'Sarfoin, you're looking around to try and burn that Chometz, we're not afraid you come to eat from it. Therefore, there's no stiris here. So Ravashi wants to give another teretz. Ravashi Yamad Rav Yehuda Rav Yehuda Lekasha. He has another teretz to Miyashiv, there's no stir in Rav Yehuda. Again, the kasha was that in our Mishnah Rav Yehuda says, you're not allowed to make a bedika, you can't check your house out after Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. That when it's also teated, you can't check because we're afraid you come teated. So how come Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to cut down the Chodesh, the new wheat, before it's muta teated? Before Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the new wheat. So how come he says you're allowed to cut it down? Why aren't we afraid to come to eat it? Now the Gemara Lakasha, Kemach v'koli tanan. What we're talking about before was that wheat, you're talking about you're roasting the wheat. When you roast the wheat, it's not edible anymore. So since you're roasting it, it's not edible, we're not afraid to come to eat it. So the Gemara Hod Ravashi Badusi. But that Ravashi's teretz is not sufficient. It's not a good teretz. It's like wrong. That teretz is not a good teretz. Why? Hod Tainach Mikol V'elech. That's a good teretz. After he put the wheat in the oven and he roasted it, he made it hard, that's good. Because now it's not edible right now. But before, when you cut down the wet wheat, when you cut down the wheat, it's edible. You could take wheat and chew it and put it in your mouth. So it's edible then. So before he puts the wheat into the oven to bake it, to make it hard like, then it was edible. So what do you say about then? Why don't we make Xerah to say you're not allowed to cut down the wheat and work with it? Because we should be afraid. Maybe you come to eat it. Dechitayma, maybe you'll answer me. I'll tell you what, maybe we're talking about that you're cutting down the wheat. And with a shino, with a different manner, by your hands, and not with a knife. So the Mari Ella Koitz from Beis HaShalchan. That's good if you're cutting down the wheat by a field that you could bring the Omer from. But if you cut down the wheat from a field that you can't bring the Omer from, Lamashal Ella Koitz from Beis HaShalchan, that we had before, if you're allowed to cut down the wheat from a field that doesn't have enough rainwater, but you have to irrigate it, that field you can't bring it for the Omer, so you're allowed to cut it down in a normal manner. V'sheba Mokim, or else the wheat that grows in the valley, that wheat you're allowed to cut down in a normal manner. You don't have to make a shinui. The Akim, the Rabbi Yehuda. And still we said that Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'ik l'meimah. What could you answer there? Over there you're going down to the valley, and you're cutting down this wheat in a normal manner, and right now it's also teeth the wheat, until we bring the Omer. And still Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. So what's the teretz? Elo the Ravashi Medusi. Elo my Ravashi's teretz is not sufficient. It's not a good teretz. So the teretz has to be that according to Rav Yehuda, Chodesh is different, because since you're used to not eating Chodesh, you're bodominei the whole year, we're not afraid you come to eat it. Mashenken Chometz, you're used to eating it, there we're afraid you come to eat it if you make a bedikah now after the Zman Isuri. Freddy Gemara, the Chol Heichod the Lei Bodominei, Mi Gozer Rav Yehuda, you're telling me now that any time a person does not stay away, he's used to doing it. Rav Yehuda makes Gzeirah, that's why in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to make a Bedikas Chometz after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Since it's also Tidit, you can't make a Bedikah. We're afraid you come to eat it then. For your Tanan, we learned, Lo Yikov Adam Shmuferes Sho Beitza. A person should not take like the shell of an egg, via Malenu Shemin, and fill it up with oil, via Tananu Betzad HaNer, and put it near the side of an air. An air is used a candle that's burning. You have oil there, and a wick inside, and it's burning. The shrill shatema natefis. today that, Lamasha, you have a kli here that has filled with oil, and you have a wick burning. But you're afraid the way this oil will only burn for an hour. You want to have another supply of oil. So you put like an egg shape, either an egg shape, mamish or also kli cheres, shaped like an egg, and on the bottom it has a little hole, so the shemen keeps on dripping down into this kli here. So if you say it like it refills itself, so you're not allowed to do that. Even before Shabbos, you can't do that. Why? Even if this kli that you're doing is made out of earthly keli that gets dirty, so it's meis, you're not going to use it, still you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe on Shabbos you'll come to use, take some shemen out of there. Hey, it's this top kli, you'll figure. It's not in the nair itself, it's not part of the candlestick where the nair is burning. It's on top of the thing. Just having this kli here, you have oil dripping down into the nair where it's burning. So you would think this top kli, you are allowed to take the shemen out. So as a gzera, maybe on Shabbos you'll take some shemen out of the top, and that's also to do. That's the Tanakh Kamishita. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make this gezeira. So what's the kasha? Why not? A whole week, people use shemen. Any shemen that's usable, you go and use. So we're here on Friday. If you do this before Shabbos, why is the mutter? Why aren't we afraid that on Shabbos itself, maybe you come to use this top shemen? And if you take out this top shemen, it's a shalom to Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn mamash is also midiraisa, that since this top shemen by itself is oimed to fall down, we look as if the top shemen is sitting in the kli where the nair is burning. And the halacha is, if you take out oil from the nair that's burning, that's an issa that's called mechaba. It's sitting, you're taking out part of the fire. Whereas when you have a wick and shemen's burning there, if you take out some of the oil, that's also midiraisa, that's a mlechas mechaba. You are making the fire go out a little bit. You're taking away the strength of the fire. So here that the top shemen is muksa, it's aiming to fall inside there, it's seated like it's inside the shemen, and you take away, it'll be yosa. So Tanakama says that we make a gzera. You're not allowed to use such a kli, because maybe you'll forget then you use it. If you have Yehuda Mata, Yehuda doesn't make any gzeras. So even though you are used to using shemen, still we don't make any gzeras. That's the kasha, why not? So Drashi, if you have Yehuda Matir, the afagav the shemen, I call to the iron boy. Even though oil, everybody uses it a whole week. And you see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make gzeira. So Drashu, the Rabbanon ad Rabbanon lek lek shui. I, why don't we ask the Kasha and Rabbanon though? And now Mishnah by Chomes Rabbanon don't make gzeira. And here the Rabbanon do make gzeira. And but Drashu, that's poshid. To akim the time of Chomes Mishum who atzme masal of the surfei. The reason why now Mishnah the Rabbanon say you're allowed to make a bedikas Chomes is because there's no gzeira you lead to Chomes. If the whole purpose of checking your house is to burn the Chomes, we're not afraid to come to eat it. But over here, you're just putting the nair, the extra shemen on top. So it should be a refill into the nair. So we're afraid maybe this top shemen you come to use. So that's good, the Rabbonin. But on Yav Yehuda, it's a kasha. Why doesn't Yav Yehuda make gzeira? And if the Gemara, I tell you, Hosim Mishum Chumra de Shabbos, Mivdal Bedilei. As the Yisra Shabbos, Yehuda doesn't make any gzeiras. Everybody knows what's also to do on Shabbos, we don't make any gzeiras. Like to use that top shemen, you'll be Mechal Shabbos, so we don't have to make any gzeiras. People know Shabbos is so chomer, they stay away from the Yisurim of Shabbos. The Gemara, is that true? The Rami the Shabbos a Shabbos. I have a kasha now from another loch about Shabbos that we see Rabbi Yehuda does make gzera. He is afraid maybe you do the Yisr. The Tanya, Chevod Li Shenisak. If you have this pitcher that you fetch the water up from the well and usually you lower it down with a string, Shenifsak, the string broke. The string that the pitcher is tied to broke. Is Lo Yeh Koshri El Oinvoy. You're not allowed to make a knot tie up the string on Shabbos. Because that's an issa deraisa, who you're making a kesher shor kayamah, but a bow you're allowed to make. There's no issa to make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says even a bow is also. So the answer is, kerechol punda, just tie, wrap it around now with a punya, rashi ozachol, type of a belt, or a piskiyo, another type of a keli, mislam a handkerchief like. So these things, when you just wrap it around, we know for sure you're not going to leave it there. Like for sure, right after Shabbos, you're going to take it and use it. So we're not afraid you're going to be mevatlet there at loylam. Therefore, with these things, it's mutter. Obavach layan venum. But to make a aniva, to make a bow, is also according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why can't you make a bow? The chura tzegzera. Because if you make a bow, we're afraid maybe you come to make a knot. And if you make a knot, since a knot that you're making on this pitcher, that it should stay on the rope, that would be a kesher, a knot that's going to stay forever, and that's also to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a knot that will stay forever. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda makes a bow or to a knot. So Kurt Estira, you tell me, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Yisur Shabbos, since it's so chomer, people always stay away from the Yisur Shabbos. So Kurt Fatim Murum, Kashid Rabbi Yehuda, first of all, the Estira and Rabbi Yehuda, and Kashid Rabbonin, not Rabbonin. The Estira and the Rabbonins. Before by Shemin, the Rabbonin did make Gzeira. You're not allowed to put the Shemin on the top Kli, because we're afraid to come to use it. And here the Rabbonins say, you are allowed to make a bow, and we're not afraid you come to make a knot. So Kurt Estira both ways. Kashid Rabbonin, not Rabbonin. And for the Gemara, the Rabbonin, not Rabbonin, Lakasha. That to be have a stir with the Rabbonin is not shver. What's the stir again? That here by your bow, the Rabbonin don't make a gezerah. They say you're allowed to make a bow, and we're not afraid maybe you come to make a knot. Mashen came before, when you want to use the top kli full of shemen, to use it for refill, that the shemen should drip down into the nair, that's osur. Because we're afraid on Shabbos, maybe you come to use the shemen. So you see, for Yisur Shabbos, the Rabbonin do make a gezerah. So why don't they make a gezerah not to make a knot, a bow? Maybe you come to make a knot. So Marzal says, poshid. Shemen, the shemen, michlef. We're afraid. If you're going to use this extra shemen, maybe if you start to take from the top shemen, you come to use from the bottom shemen. And the bottom shemen for sure is also Madiraisa. So therefore, to make a gezerah, don't use the shemen. Because we're afraid you'll come to use the shemen. It's the exact same shemen. Mashenken aniva b'kshiru lemichlef. Mashenken, making a bow will not choshish, you'll come to make a knot, the two different things. A bow is a bow and a knot is a knot. We're not afraid, you'll come to do one with the other. Trashi shemen, ze b'shemen l'chol shana michlef, v'yos l'michlef is better. This is the exact same shemen you use the whole year. So since the whole year you're used to using shemen, we're afraid this top kli cheres now, you'll come to take the shemen out on Shabbos. So we're afraid you'll use the shemen. Mashenka, if we mat you to make an aniva, a bow, we're not afraid you come to make a knot. Because the bow and a knot are two different things. We won't make these there one from the other. Shh. Aniva, yeah. Actually, Elam Mishum Sab, aniva, yeah. Fayat of Edmor, Ed Rab Yuda, Deb Yuda, like Kasha. And another territory is now, it's not sure, Yab Yuda, Neb Yuda. Chur Estira, Rab Yuda is that before by Shemin, he doesn't make a gzeira. And here, by bow, he does make a gzeira. We're not allowed to make a bow, because maybe you make a kesher. And if the Gemara, time with Rabbi Yehuda, lav mishum de gozer aniv otikshira, the pshat from Rabbi Yehuda is not the pshat that really a bow is mutter di raisa. No, the Rabbonim make a gzeira, don't make a bow, because we're afraid maybe you come to make a knot. No. Ele mishum de ksavar aniva gufakshirhi. Rabbi Yehuda's shita we had on Shabbos was that if you make a bow, it's also awesome mid raisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Have you told the bow and a kesher the same halacha? They're both also. Yeah. So maybe there's no steer on the Yehuda. Hey, it's the bow you can't make because that's also midiraisa. Mashenke the shemin by Shabbos, if Yehuda doesn't make any gzeris. Right. V'rami the rabbonin, v'rami rabbonin ad rabbonin. I have a steer now. The rabbonin. Shh. On shoulder, please. The Tanan we learned. Koishrin Dli Papaskium. If this string breaks, so you're allowed to tie it up. If you have this pitcher, you're lowering down the string, you're allowed to tie it up on Koishrin Dli Bapiskium. You are allowed to tie it up Bapiskium. Again, Tanan. Koishrin Dli Bapaskium. That you're allowed to tie up this Dli, the string that broke on Shabbos, you are allowed to tie it up. But not make a knot the two strings together. But Papaskia means with a piece. Papaskia. Yeah. Papaskia again is like Rashi before said, well, that's some type of a cloth, some type of a keli. But you're not allowed to tie it up with the string. Because the string, we're afraid you'll leave it there for Shabbos, and it'll be like a kesher shor kayama. We're afraid you'll be mevatel the string there. So Rashi Shem, Yinichenu Shama Lomis. If you tie it back with a string, you'll leave it there, and that will be considered a kesher shakayama, that's also. For Rabbi Yehuda Matir, and Yehuda says, no, you're allowed to use the string there. You're allowed to even tie it up with a string. So, Chorot Sestira, here you see the Rabbanan makes a gzera, and the Yehuda doesn't make a gzera. So, Dumar Chevul Demai, what type of a string are we saying you're allowed to use? What happened here? The string that you have the pitcher broken here. Now, to put the two pieces and make a knot, that's also. That would be called the Kesher Shakuyamah. But you're allowed to take now another, a third string and just wrap it around to keep the two pieces together. That's mutter. A string is a machloikis. If Yehuda says it's mutter, and the Rabbanan says it's also. Fred the Gemara, chevel demai. What type of a string are we talking about? Ilay mechevel de yalm. If you want to tell me a regular string of a zayv of Yehuda matter, why should Yehuda Yehuda be matter to tie it around with a regular string? Kesher shakayamhu. By tying it up, you're zichah going to leave the string there. Like a regular string means it doesn't, it has no value to it. So now that you have your main string ripped and you put a third string to wrap the two together, you're for sure going to leave it there, leilam. So that's called the kesher shakayama. So that's an issue deraisa. How could Yehuda be matter that? Who devadai oslef tule? You for sure leave that string there. El pshita de gardi. We're talking about a string now that comes out of the gardi, means the tanner, the one that makes the wool, the skin. So it's a good piece of string that you're going to use yet to make shoes with. You're not going to leave it here on the string. So therefore, zichah not a kesher shakayama. Therefore, Yehuda says it's mutter, and the rabbanon say it's also. For the gozer rabbanon chevel de gardi also chevel de yalma. So Rabbanan make a gzeira between a regular string and a string that comes from the tanner. So you see, you do make a gzeira of a chevel or to a chevel. So how come the Rabbanan don't make a gzeira? Even if you use a chush of a string that comes from a garbi, that comes from a tanner, we're afraid, even though that string, you're not going to leave there, for sure it's too chush, you'll take it off after Shabbos, so really it should be mutter, but we're afraid if we use this string, maybe some other time you use a simple string, that you leave there for oilam. Therefore, the Rabbanan say, no strings can you use. But we're not afraid you'll make a difference between a bow and a knot. They're two different things. The Rabbanan say, a bow you're allowed to make. Of course, there's no issur d'oraisa in making a bow. I maybe come to make a knot. No, they look two different things. A bow and a knot looks different. There's no gzeirim. Mashenk in a string, even though now you're using a very expensive string that you won't live there, will leave there. But gzeira, maybe you use a simple string that you will leave there. For the Gemara, the chol heichu the bow d'minei like gozer Rabbi Yehuda, is it true? Like the saying by chometz, since people by chodesh. Since by Chodesh, nobody eats Chodesh. We're not afraid. People come to eat it. We don't make a gzeirah. B'yotani, we learned like this. B'chor she'ochas dam. If you have a b'chor, the loch of a b'chor is it's a korban. You give it to the kohen, and he brings it for korban. Now, kol zman it's a tam. It has no mum in it. You have to bring it for korban. Now, she'ochas dam means it got sick. It has too much blood. And you have to let blood out. Now, by letting blood, you have to cut it. If you cut it in certain places in the behemoth, you make it into a mum, your pasta is not right to bring for korban anymore. So loch was like this. Shoch sadam afilu hu meis. Even if the doctors tell you that if you don't cut and let some blood out, the behemoth is going to die, ein makizin loy dam. You are not allowed to go and make a cut in the bechor. You can't let the blood out. Well, I did Reb Yehuda. That's Reb Yehuda's halacha. We'll soon see why. It's exerim mid rabbanin. The Chachamim Moirim, the Chachamim say no. Yakis, no, you're allowed to let the blood out, cut it someplace. Make sure when you cut it, don't cut it in a place that's going to make a mum in the behemah. Because it's also to make a mum in the behemah. Like Rashi says, Ein makizin dam. Afilo b'mokim shein oise b'mum. This is a Yudishita. No place can you make a cut to let the blood out. The only time you make a mum if you cut a bone, oi poigem svosai, rosh you cut the lip of the animal, that's called the mum. Oi ozno rosh you cut his ear, that's also called the mum in the animal. V'chol dove shein echoit lakad musai. Any time you make a cut in the animal that doesn't grow back to the way it was before, that's a mum in the behemoth. Heavy mum. Idoch loy heavy mum. But any other place in the body, if you stand give a little cut, and the blood comes out, and the meat will heal up again, there's no issue, that's not called a mum. Still Rabbi Yehuda says, no place on the animal are you allowed to make a cut there to let the blood out. Why not? Because God's Rabbi Yehuda ought to mock him shayse b'mum. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't make any cut. Because if you come to make a cut where there's not a mum, we're afraid maybe you cut his lip, maybe you cut his ear, and that makes the behemoth puzzle for carbon. This is the kasha now. Even though by kochim, everybody stays away from kochim. Still, machlekes Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, b'teres kanim. Still, there's a machlekes. So you see, even though by kochim, where normally you stay away from kochim, still Rabbi Yehuda makes exera, we're afraid if we'll let you cut the blood any place, give a cut, to let the blood out any place, you'll come to cut the mokimum. So, of course, the spirit of Rabbi Yehuda, and if the Gemara, Hosom, by Yemum, Mitoich Shod.